Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. And we've got a little bit of a special treat today. We have our executive producer, East of the Rockies, broadcast professional. You know what? I think that instead of trying to talk about Matt, I'll let Matt talk about himself. I'm sure he'd like to do that.
Oh, I don't know about that, John, but I'm flattered and I'm really honored to be able to be on your show, and I can't tell you what it means to be able to tell the world about the greatest fishing guy that I know and truly one of the greatest shows that's not only on broadcast radio but on internet radio as well. So it's a real pleasure and honor to be your guest.
You know what, Matt, let's just take a minute and talk about that. One of the things that Matt does, besides being a co-host on Fish Talk Radio, is he works with a company called WebTalkRadio.net. And Matt has put together a situation that Fish Talk Radio is able to work with WebTalkRadio.net, and it seems to be working out great.
It really is, John, and really what it's done for you is it's opened up a huge audience, an international audience, and Web Talk Radio is the brainchild of Matrix Media, based out of Chicago here, where I'm located, and our president, Brad Saul, started internet radio and webtalkradio.net about 4 years ago, and it's really taken off, and it's exciting to be able to work. I currently work with about 55 shows, of which yours is one of them, and it gives people a forum and a way to communicate on a broader basis. So it's just great to be able to sit here in Chicago and to listen to your show through the podcast at webtalkradio.net, and it's happening all over the world, so the audience is huge, and it's just fantastic, and it's growing at
numbers,
a huge rate.
Yeah, after we've only got about 30 seconds, but after just 4 weeks on webtalkradio.net, I'm not sure I'm allowed to disperse these numbers, but apparently we had over 3,500 downloads last week.
That's correct, John, and the number keeps growing, and we're just super excited to be able to expose your knowledge to an international audience.
Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to be bouncing around the world from Alaska to Florida to Baja and some very interesting places in between. So right now, we're going to take a quick break, so don't go very far. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio with John Hennigan and Matt.
Are you ready for a whale-watching adventure? The Santa Barbara Channel is known as one of the best whale-watching areas in the world. Over 27 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises come here throughout the year. And there's no better way to spend time with these wonderful animals than aboard the high-tech Condor Express. Bring the whole family for an unforgettable whale-watching adventure. The Condor Express is Santa Barbara's premier charter boat for whale-watching, island excursions, sunset cruises, and private charters. Call Sea Landing at 882-0088 to book your trip. We'll see you on the Condor Express.
In Cabo San Lucas, there's only one downtown five-star resort. Between the sport fishing boats and the world-class shopping entertainment mall, the Marina Fiesta Resort & Spa is the centerpiece of the marina. The Marina Fiesta offers luxurious privacy. Relax at one of the pools, enjoy the gym or the swimming beach nearby. No taxis are needed to enjoy the many great restaurants and entertainment in downtown Cabo. For luxury, convenience, and value, the Marina Fiesta Resort & Spa in Cabo San Lucas is the clear choice.
Fishing aboard the Eldorado is what San Diego class sport fishing is all about. Comfortable and versatile, the Eldorado offers 50 bunks, full showers, sun deck, huge galley, and a capacity of over 100. At BoatElDorado.com, you'll find an affordable alternative to overcrowded tourist boats. Check on the web for BoatElDorado.com. Let Captain Eddie Moreno use the latest technology to put you on the fish. Affordable for whale watchers, parties, and anglers. Take a day trip or go offshore for multiple days. Visit BoatElDorado.com.
In Santa Barbara since 1949, McConnell's has made super premium ice cream with a guarded secret method of old world technology. Using only local fresh cream, eggs, and sugar, there are no artificial ingredients or stabilizers. A container of McConnell's ice cream can weigh almost twice that of its competitors because of the rich, creamy flavor and texture. You will understand the difference with your first taste, and you will know why the Los Angeles Times named it the best of the best. Ask your retailer for McConnell's Fine Ice Cream.
Local fishing at its finest is aboard the Stardust. Day and half-day trips on Stardust Sport Fishing are a family affair. Find out what it's like to view Santa Barbara from the water while you are catching dinner. See whales, dolphins, and Channel Islands up close. Spotless boat and friendly crew are perfect for beginner or expert. Get aboard with Jason Diamond and his crew on Stardust Sport Fishing, operating at a sea landing in the Santa Barbara Harbor.
Clover Pass Resort, Ketchikan, Alaska, is in the heart of the salmon capital of Alaska. Walk a few yards to the dock and throw a line at king, silver, or pink salmon. Just a 90-minute direct flight from Seattle. You can be in your boat fishing the day you arrive. The calm waters at Clover Pass hold schools of salmon, as well as halibut and rockfish. Clover Pass offers all-inclusive fishing packages starting under $1,000. For more information, call John at 877-FISH-RAP. That's 877-F-I-S-H-R-A-P.
Everybody's fishing.
Everybody's fishing.
Everybody's fishing.
Everybody's fishing.
Everybody's fishing. I might just fish some.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hannigan, and we have our special guest, Matt Monroe, that's listening in with us. Right now, we're going to go to the area a little bit south of San Francisco, Half Moon Bay. Aboard the Hulicat is Tom Matouche. And Tom, where are you right now?
Well, right now, we're heading back to the harbor. We're just completing our second crab trip of the day. The morning trip went exceedingly well, so did the afternoon. The difference was like night and day, though. This morning, we could see everything. It was gin clear. You could see 20, 30 miles. And right now, you can't see 50 yards.
Well, I hope you got radar.
Got radar, and we got GPS to mark the pots. So everybody had a great time. The crabbing is still excellent. A couple days ago, we did a sand dab and crab combo. The fellows caught all the sand dabs they wanted. Then we came in and ran the crab pot. So the people went home with gobs of sand dabs and limits of Dungeness crab.
I was just going to say, the crab you're talking about, those are Dungeness, right? Wow.
Absolutely. When are you going to come up and bring some friends?
Well, you know what? That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. Throughout the season, I know that you've got a lot of closures coming up, but give us a quick idea over the next few months what you're able to do.
Well, we're going to have Dungeness crab that'll go through the end of June.
Oh, okay.
We can do sand dab crab combos, sand dabs only, crab only. The Humboldt squid, we had a trip planned for Sunday, tomorrow, and it looks like the weatherman is kind of going to treat us a little mean, and we canceled that trip. So squid's still an option. Let's see. We do some research trips. We've got a research trip coming up. Anglers ride along, and the federal government pays for the trip.
Okay.
We catch fish. The cool. Anglers don't have to keep the fish. The government does.
Right.
However, the anglers get to have fun of catching fish when there's not too many things to fish for.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had some Dungeness crab that you cooked and opened it up, and that is worth the trip in itself, and that's all the way through June, so that's great. Let's see if we can put something together.
You got it.
Okay. Now, you're out of Half Moon Bay on the Hulicat, and what is your website?
Hulicat, Hulicat.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And you do such a great job of always coming up with some interesting stuff. That sounds like it'd be perfect for Christmas or New Year's dinner, that Dungeness crab. So getting in, there you go. Okay.
I'm getting hungry over here. Hey, Tom, Matt Monroe in Chicago. Now, do you still use a string with a chicken leg like we did in Florida there?
You'd be surprised if you wanted to get into it, some of the things that we've used. One time I had a pig carcass left over, and I put the pelvis and the backbone in, and I had, heads and others. I've had deer heads. I've had air heads.
Air heads.
know what's going to come up. It's like Halloween, whatever's in my pot.
There you go. Okay. Well, we certainly look forward to that, Tom, and thanks for that great report, especially live on the water coming back in on a foggy day and towards the San Francisco Harbor. Thanks a lot, Tom. What we're going to do right now is go down a little bit farther south where the weather is a little more clear, and we have Jason Diamond, who operates the Stardust at a Santa Barbara and fishes the Santa Barbara Channel. Jason, give us an idea what's happening this time of the year in the Santa Barbara Channel.
You know, this time of year, we're basically focusing on bottom fishing more than anything else. And it's really good right now, actually. It's super good. You know, in between these little weather patterns we have every now and then, fishing's really good. We're catching a lot of reds, a lot of brown rockfish, a lot of chuckleheads, you know, whitefish, sheephead, occasional sand bass, calico, stuff like that. It's been good fishing lately.
Jason, give us some idea on how you catch these fish.
Well, locally, if you're fishing our local scene, which is, you know, anywhere from 5 minutes to a half an hour outside the harbor, a really light rig is great. I'm talking using, you know, your 12 to 15 pound line or braided line with a 12 to 15 pound top shot on it. Those little feather shrimp flies work really well right now, tipped with squid. Or anchovies are working well, too. But your light gear seems to be working very well because we're fishing pretty shallow water right now, about 120 feet or so on the anchor. So that makes things a little more interesting. Now, if you go to Channel Islands or something like that, we're fishing a little deeper water. Well, you'll need an 8 or a 10-ounce sinker because the current's kind of strong, and a 2-0 hook with a bigger piece of squid on it or a sardine or something like that. You know, because we're drifting out there and stuff.
Jason, where you fish out of Santa Barbara is, I guess it's kind of the northern end of Southern California.
It's about as far as you can get.
Right? So what about through the next couple of months?
Well, the rest of this month, we're going to be fishing rockfish and whitefish and sheephead and stuff like that. Now, January and February are going to come around where we won't be able to keep rockfish or anything like that, but it's really cool because we'll have a little bit of a calico and sand bass bite, but mixed in with that is a lot of action, like catching rockfish and letting them go because we're fishing such shallow water, they all live. You know, so there's a lot of action on our half-day trips, which is really nice during that rockfish closure. You know, we'll catch some bass and stuff like that, but we'll also catch, you know, rockfish and sheephead and whitefish. We'll have to let go, but we're only fishing between 30 and 60 feet of water, so all that fish lives when it's let go.
That's great. That's great in shallow water. Jason, why don't you give a quick website information?
You can look us up online at stardustsportfishing.com, or you can email us, too, at stardustsportfishing@hotmail.com.
That sounds great, Jason. Thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule, and have a great holidays.
Thank you so much.
Well, Matt, we started off in, you know, more of the San Francisco Bay Area and kind of worked our way down to Santa Barbara. And it's getting warmer, but it's going to get a lot warmer right now because we're going to go down to the City of Peace in the capital city of Baja California, sir. That beautiful, beautiful place. And in that place is the finest, the only five-star resort in all of La Paz. And we've got Gabriel on the line to find out if he's wearing long pants. Gabriel?
Hey, how are you? Hey, listen, I had full appointments for the spa there. We have some prudential guys in here, and they are really crazy about the hotel. They really love. You know how these real estate people are, that they are always looking for small details, mm-hmm. and they are really looking for special kinds of rooms. So they really love the hotel, and they said that this is the only hotel that they have ever seen here in La Paz. So they are planning to stay more times with us, and we're dealing with some rates, special deals for them.
Well, Gabriel, as everybody that listens to the show knows, La Paz is one of my favorite places. It's old world tranquility, beauty. Fishing is incredible. Water is great. Matt, I bet you're looking forward to wish you were there right now, weren't you, out of Chicago?
You know, Gabriel, it's cold. It's about 25 degrees here in Chicago, and we're expecting about 6 inches of snow. So if we were to jump a plane, what's the easiest way to get to you, and how do we find out about you?
Okay, you can go directly to our website, that is www.costabajaresort.com. And believe me, we have like 5 inches but of sand outside in the ocean, so you won't complain about that.
I'll trade you any day. What a beautiful place, and it's such a pleasure to be able to talk to you live on the air here with John. And you guys have a wonderful resort. It's beautiful, and we're telling everybody in Chicago that one of the greatest places to go fishing is to come see you.
Well, Matt, I don't want to jump in on top, but you know, Southern Baja, you know, is my backyard. I am a part-time resident down there, and
right.
La Paz is such a beautiful place, and the Grand Heritage is, you know, the beaches, they've got great access to the fishing, all the amenities, and I don't know, you know, the best way to describe it otherwise other than the fact that I wish I was there right now.
You and me both, John.
Okay. Well, Gabriel, why don't you give us your website in case somebody wants to get in touch with you?
Yes, it's CostaBajaResort.com.
Okay. Well, that's pretty easy.
Really easy.
CostaBajaResort.com. Well, Gabriel, I'm looking forward to doing some more work with you and coming down there as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I would like as well to send an invitation for those snowbirds that doesn't like the cold. Just come here where it's great. And
it
Gabriel, I'll be holding John's luggage, and I can't wait to see you this winter, and I promise you we'll be down.
Fantastic. Okay, well, stay tuned because we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and see if we can go to Florida, Alaska, and Southern California. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep-sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world-famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040, 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com. To locate the store nearest you.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja Resort.
Brand new motor and boat with a bunch of fancy gear, Craig Sigs, you north and lures. Every style, type, and size. If you think that'll help, you're in for a surprise, because money can't buy school. You know the guys in need.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Matt Monroe, who is joining us from east of the Rockies. And it's a great perspective. We're talking to Mexico and all of them in Southern California. And It's a little bit cool back where Matt is right now, so we're getting him pretty excited about Baja. What we're going to try and do now is see if we can move over to Florida as soon as we get Captain Taco on the line. I think he's probably coming in off the water right now, so we'll have him on there shortly. But it's been a lot of fun so far, Matt.
Oh, it really has, and it's fun to just get the reports from all over the world from you, and it really gets my blood pumping knowing, you know, that there's warm places to fish and great hospitality, and as a guy stuck here in Chicago in the tundra of the Midwest, I can assure you that my bags are packed and I'm ready to go. And Captain Taco, who coincidentally we're going down to see in January.
Oh, really? Why don't I let you introduce Captain Taco? We've got him on the line.
I would love that. Captain Taco, Matt Monroe here in Chicago, along with John Hennigan. How are you, Captain?
Matt, John, how the heck are you guys doing tonight?
Just keeps getting better.
We're doing great. I was just telling John that we're coming down to see you in January, my brothers and I, and we're taking Dad along to charter your boat, and we're going to see what we can do some damage out there and see if we can catch some of the fastest fish in the ocean, the wahoo.
There's a few of them around. We caught a couple just the other day. You can check it out on my site. I just wrote a nice story about them. You can see pictures of them. And in January, don't count out the sailfish because they are coming down just like the snowbirds, getting away from the cold.
You know, I don't want to jump in on this, but my understanding that the wahoo is the second fastest fish in the ocean, the fastest is a sailfish.
Yeah, you know, there's a debate over that. No one's really sure, but I will say this. They have found wahoo in the bellies of blue marlin. So yeah. There you go. Now we got a third one in there.
Nice.
Okay, I've heard the blue marlin are awfully fast, too, so I think that goes to show something, doesn't it?
Yeah, either that or they catch them sleeping, one of the two. But either way, guys, I got to tell you, wahoo is one heck of a catch. I mean, it truly is a torpedo going through the water. And when you see these fish lit up next to the boat, they're just unbelievable colors, not to mention they are great on the table. I mean, some good eating, too.
Well, it sounds like the season keeps on going then. Is that right?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate down here. We've got the Gulf Stream so close to us that they come migrating through. Right now, we're catching them a little better than we do the rest of the year, but we really do get our shots at wahoos pretty much all year long.
Yeah.
Hey, Captain, how are you fishing? Are you using primarily ballyhoo? Are you flying kites? Or how are you fishing at this time of year?
Oh, good point. Good point. This time of the year, we're doing a lot of kite fishing with live baits. It presents the bait as natural as you can possibly present it. And I got to tell you, guys, for the novice who's sitting on the boat, for them to watch a fish come up and track this bait, and I mean, everybody watches it like you're watching TV. It is the neatest way to do it. And like I said, the sailfish are coming down now, which is why we kind of tend to do a lot more kite fishing this time of the year, because we're a little selfish as fishermen. We really enjoy catching them. They are a hoot to catch. And so what we do is we put a little trace of wire near the hook.
Mm-hmm.
This allows us, when the wahoo does pop up, which has teeth like razors, right, we got a shot at him, too. It's pretty cool.
Captain Taco, give us a real quick website that we can get in touch with you. And, of course, you can always go to luxuryresorts.com and get in touch with that way that you work with. But go ahead and give us your website.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can check me out at tacohookedup.com. And you can check out my daily blogs. You can see the pictures of what we're catching. And feel free to give us a call or email us any questions or anything we can help you with as far as getting a hotel room, right, or restaurants or what have you. Absolutely. We are your one-stop shop.
Luxury Resorts can take care of that. Thank you very much, Taco. I appreciate
that. Hey, guys,
that.
Thank you.
You betcha. Now, Matt, I'm going to do something to make you feel a little bit better.
Okay.
We're going to go to Alaska.
Let's go.
Okay. We have Mark from D&M Charters on the line. Mark is a great guy, a good friend of mine, fished with him many times, and he's got an incredible operation on the Kenai Peninsula. Mark, why don't I let you kind of describe your operation?
Well, John, like you said, we always don't think it's incredible, but it really is. We sit right on the bluff overlooking the beach at Deep Creek. And as halibut fishing goes, it's probably the best, as far as I'm concerned, above Homer and Seward, in the way that we're only running maybe 30 to 45 minutes for fish, and we're not fishing real deep. We're fishing anywhere from 75 to 200 foot of water. And we overlook the beach, of course, where we launch the boats every day. And just, you know, we overlook...
Mark, if you don't mind, let me kind of jump in a little bit, because I've fished with you a few times. When you say where you launch the boats, that's a little bit different than what you might think of a ponger coming off the beach. You know, you've got these six-pack boats that are, I don't know what they weigh, but they're big. Very big, and they have a trailer with a loader that launches them into the surf. That's interesting, but the most interesting is when they come in. The first time I was on the boat, I think I was on with you, and I thought you'd lost your mind. They put the trailer in the surf, and then Mark kind of lines up the boat. It's kind of like an arrow, you know, in the quiver, trying to shoot the target, and then. And then rams the throttle down, and just when we hit the trailer, we had to have been doing 10, 15 knots. But if you don't do that, you get sideways in the surf, and you miss it, and you're toast. But it's that was the most exciting part of the trip.
Hey, Mark, is there ice there now? Are you all iced in, or how are you fishing?
Actually, the inlet itself, John, is not iced up yet. We've had some cold weather. We've had some 10 and 15 below zero already, but right now it's actually a balmy 15 degrees, so we're looking pretty good. And, of course, all our lakes are froze up, and a lot of the rivers actually have ice in them. But generally it's January before we really get a solid freeze on the rivers.
Well, Mark, one of the things that's important about where you are located, Alaska has different regulations in different areas. In southeastern Alaska, when we go up to Clover Pass, we fish primarily for salmon, but you're only allowed one halibut. But it's different down where you are.
We actually, we're in what they call Area 3A, which encompasses Kodiak, Homer, Seward, Whittier, Valdez, Cordova, and as well as Danilchik. And we've been fortunate enough that we have a very large migration of fish coming into Cook Inlet, so we haven't devastated the fish like they have down in southeast. We're still allowed two halibut per day and four in possession, and of course, as you well know, John, once the fish come out of the water, get flayed, we vacuum pack, we freeze it, and get it ready. And once it's been flayed up, cut up into 1 to 1.5 pound pieces and vacuum packed, it's out of possession.
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally fish every day all summer long.
Well, you know, I've calculated on the times that we've been up there with you that you can go fish with Mark for free. The reason I say that is, first of all, he's very affordable, but when you come back with 100 pounds of frozen Alaska halibut with the value that it is, you've paid for your trip.
Mm. Hey, Mark, this is Matt Monroe here in Chicago. I have a question for you. Did Sarah Palin's Alaska have a good impact on you? Because I know she did a lot of fishing on the show.
Without a doubt, Sarah has done tremendously well for us. And I actually, my brother-in-law used to work with Todd, her husband, when he was up on the slope, up on the north slope. Just super people, super good people. And not to bring politics into this picture, but she says what she means and says it from her heart.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I'm looking forward. We're going to have to talk about putting a trip together this spring. Probably we talked about maybe June. So stay in contact with realfunadventures.com, and we're going to have put something together with that. Give us a website real quick. We're going to be moving on.
Our website is dnmcharters.com.
dnmcharters.com. And that's on the Kenai Peninsula in Soldovia. Soldotna.
In Soldotna. Well, we're actually in the
Nanilchik.
I live in Soldotna. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. It's very exciting, and Matt feels better already.
we're
bouncing around. Let's go down to Southern California, about as far as Southern California as you can go. We're going to be talking to someone that works at the West Marine Superstore, that big new store in San Diego, and get a Southern California report from Dan Hart.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
It just keeps getting better. Give us an idea if there's anything going on down there.
Mainly it's still rockfish. The local stuff is all rockfish right now. We've got a cold water in. The weather's been cool the last few days. So guys that are working the rockfish are doing okay. There's been guys hurting the bay for halibut and sand bass pretty hard. The halibut have been a few and far between. Sand bass fishing is pretty good when there's a decent tide going on in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what's going on right now.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
No, it's always something to catch around San Diego. You just got to make the adjustment and fish with what's here.
Right, right. And then, of course, if somebody wants to stop in and do some Christmas shopping at West Marine, can't hurt.
We just hung our big Christmas flyer last night. We've got it rolled out, and our Christmas sale is going on right now. There's all kinds of fun stuff on sale right now.
Well, we've got people listening all over the United States, and West Marine has it pretty well covered.
Yeah, West Marine has it covered upside down, forwards and backwards. We're all over the U.S. and in Canada. So West Marine's got coverage for everybody shopping for Christmas. We got great stuff for your wives. We got some fleece blankets you can't believe. I bought one and took it home to my wife and made big points.
Mm-hmm.
Great trip.
We've got one here in Chicago, John, at 627 West North Avenue, which is my favorite place to shop. And I just completed all my Christmas fishing for my brothers. And what an outstanding place.
Well, I never knew that they had that. But now, in the one that Dan works at, what's the address there, Dan? Where do you look at?
It's 1250 Rosecrans, right down by Shelter Island Drive in Point Loma. Right. It's 619-225-8844, or you can shop 24 hours a day at westmarine.com.
Perfect. Dan, another great job. We really appreciate that. Okay,
we're
going to take a real quick break, come back with Matt, and I think we're going to spend some time where the water's a little bit warmer one more time. So stay tuned. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John and Matt's show today.
Oh, yeah.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
Tired of paying bills for a timeshare you never use? Why not get rid of those bills forever and make a pile of cash in the process? Save your cash. We're Timeshares Only, the largest timeshare resale marketplace in the world, and we can help you sell your timeshare for top cash. And to get you started, we're going to send you a free kit with the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Plus, find out what your timeshare is worth. It's yours free and no obligation by calling Timeshares Only. If you're sick of paying for a timeshare you never use, why not eliminate the expensive maintenance bills and put more cash in your pocket every month? You benefit with our worldwide exposure in properties like Marriott and Hilton. You can sell your timeshare in as little as a few days. Call Timeshares Only now for your free kit and learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. What are you waiting for? Stop paying to maintain a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-969-3594. That's 1-800-969-3594. 1-800-969-3594.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate, West Marine.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Those say that you're the best. Never seen you with a fish on here. Got a pole and a big old net. Never seen you get 'em wet.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. and Matt Monroe, who is our executive director, which is east of the Rockies in Chicago. And we're going to be going down to East Cape and of the East Cape of Baja California Sur at the Palmas de Cortez. We're talking to Chucky Van Wormer of the Van Wormer Resorts. And Chucky, as we've been saying, you know, we'd sure like to be down there now. Are you getting a lot of what we call the snowbirds starting to show up?
Snowbirds. Yeah, yes, indeed. But, you know, it wasn't a few days went by, and it was kind of chilly down here. It went down to the 60s. So it picked up again. It's nice, beautiful. And I guess a pretty good way to say it, when it's really bad up in your neck of the woods, it's really nice down here.
Now, Chucky, I know that in March you tend to have a little bit of, chubascos. And November, you get, a matter of fact, isn't the your other hotel designed for windsurfing in November?
Yes, right now we have the north wind, but you can pretty much look at when there's a low pressure in the four corners.
Yes.
It's going to be really nice.
Right. Well, of course, what you consider cooler weather is a little bit different. If it gets down into the 70s, you think that's cold.
It is for us. We're not used to the cool weather. You know, when you have like 80, 90 degree weather all year, and it gets down to the low, you know, high 60s or near 50s, it's cooling out for us. We got the big jackets on, and besides that, that's the only time of the year we can wear them.
Well, as a snowbird here in Chicago, what would be the best way to get to you?
Well, they can log into the website that you guys have, or fishwrapradio.com. We've got a link to you guys. Or they can call 877-777-TUNA.
Matt, let me kind of interject. One of the great things about the Van Wormer Resorts is they're very close to